And standing by on the wild card line is Les, who, as I understand it, Les, you are identifying yourself as the Antichrist. Is that right?
That's correct, Ian. I called George's first show in 2006 to alert him to the fact I'd called in the first show of 2007. And when I called in, I gave him three specific predictions. I wanted to bring you up to date tonight. On January 16th, there will be a miraculous event in the life of Dr. Laura Schlesinger. She'll be given the gift of song. She'll be able to sing. And anybody that's a regular listener to her show knows that that's something she's desired for years, but obviously doesn't have it.
And the Antichrist is going to give her the gift of song?
No, Yahweh is going to give her the gift of song. I am the Antichrist, but I abdicated my throne 39 years ago and have been serving Yahweh ever since, seeking this opportunity to be able to alert the world to the reality of the true identity of the Antichrist and to set the stage for the end time events, which will begin their fulfillment just about Passover season of this year. The last 3.5 years of tribulation will begin with the fulfillment of my third prediction.
Which is?
There will be another miraculous healing of an individual publicly known who has lived under great affliction for the last 40 years. And this individual will be healed in two specific and complete healing events. One coincidental with the moment of the crucifixion of the Messiah, and the second one coincidental with the moment of the Messiah's resurrection, to confirm the reality of those events and to set them in proper perspective and order. We know that there's been great debate over the years concerning the time and the death and the time of the resurrection.
I'm just curious. So you were the Antichrist. You abdicated. I know you told this to George, so thank you for filling me in. But you abdicated your reign as the Antichrist.
I was given the opportunity in 1977 to take the full mantle of the Antichrist and to step into the position that's often been popularized by last day's prophecies, which are for the most part bunk.
Okay. What had you been doing? What have you done for a living since then?
About anything I could find. For the last 20 years, I've been a driver. I spent the last 10 years on coast to coast over the road driving.
Okay, so you went from being the Antichrist to a truck driver.
That's correct.
Okay, but there will be another Antichrist coming?
Antichrist is the power that has governed our world for the last 2,000 years. If you read Daniel, he tells us that when the Christ was rejected, the Antichrist came into power. If you read his total...
Daniel doesn't talk about the Christ and the Antichrist.
No, not in specific terms.
No,
but
doesn't.
If you look at the power, you will find that the world power that has reigned for the last 2,000 years is what we call Western civilization. And within
Were you born of normal parents?
My parents were chosen for me. One of was Roman Catholic faith and the other one of Protestant faith.
But I mean, they were both human parents.
Yes, and we're all human. There are no creatures of beastly origin on this earth.
Well, why were your parents the ones to give birth to the Antichrist? What had they done?
They were only used to prepare me. The choice was mine, and when I made the choice, I recognized almost without my own volition, that I did not want to serve that power.
But who came to you and said, you want to be Antichrist for a while? And you said,
It doesn't happen that way. Lucifer goes about deceiving whom he can deceive.
Okay.
And I went through a salvation experience first, where I received Christ as my Savior. And then through my own disobedience and wandering and the deception of Lucifer, I was deceived into a place where I was given the opportunity to accept that power.
Okay. Somebody here wants to talk to you. We have JC on the other line.
Hello?
JC, you're talking to Les, the former Antichrist.
Oh, no, this guy, you are not the Antichrist, buddy. You're a faker, a fraudulator, and you're no good. And I'm insulted that you would put me on with this person. I don't want to share time with him. Whatever happened to Dimitri?
Well, I've made three specific predictions, and
you
I've done this.
Name nothing, buddy.
Wait.
One thing, that Laura Schlesinger breaking out into song would be the harbinger of the end times, but you just sound like a moron.
But hold on a second. If that happens on January 16th, and Dr. Laura suddenly releases her first album or something like that.
Well, then we'll know it was satanically arranged.
Okay, just then like you know that he's right. You won't know until January 16th whether he's telling the truth or not.
I'll tell you what, if that horse mouth starts singing, I'm heading to the bomb shelter.
Okay, horse mouth, that's just unkind.
She's disgusting.
Okay,
so... woman out of place.
Okay, so Les, the Antichrist, we will watch for that prediction on the 16th.
Les,
and
you're going to burn in hell.
Why is he going to burn in hell?
Because he's taken up with the devil.
No, he's rejected the devil. He could have been the Antichrist. He turned down the role of Antichrist to be a truck driver, he said.
A bunch of hooey. Have you ever heard it?
Okay, but you're for real.
He's probably a druggie. Now,
okay.
Ian, darn it, you disappoint me, boy.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm trying to speak with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to talk to you. You're a continuous disappointment to me.
Wait, you don't talk to anybody. You yell at people.
Well, I have to get my message across.
I would love to hear you talk to somebody, but instead,
I am talking.
You are. It's
you
like I'm.
Close your mouth and open your ears, boy.
It's like I pull up at a stoplight and you're standing there on a corner with a megaphone. You can just talk to me.
I have Bullhorn. In fact, I went to Bullhorn George Norrie, but he tricked me. He went to San Diego and he was supposed to be in San Jose. That's where I went to.
Wow.
I had my Bullhorn ready and everything.
Okay.
Now listen, Ian. You, like I said, are a continuous disappointment, continuing to carry the water for Art and George, and you think they're so cool because Art Bell smokes cigarettes and hangs out on ham radio. Now, what's wrong with Art? He's just playing hooky. He's a slacker. He's lazy. He's no good, and he's stuck back into the country. I can't believe it.
Wait, Art stopped smoking.
What do you mean he stopped smoking?
Didn't you hear him? He stopped smoking.
If you believe that, you believe anything. I know that Art Bell he's probably smoking marijuana.
Okay, he's probably smoking
Don't you hang up on me, boy. Listen, I have some more things to talk
about.
I'm not
hanging up on you. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Can I talk to JC for a minute?
Who's this?
This is the Antichrist.
Okay, go ahead, Antichrist.
Not the Antichrist.
JC? I've given a second and a third prediction. If all three of them come true, are you going to reconsider your attitude toward me?
No, because what I'll know is that the devil will have made them happen at that point.
Well, how do you know the difference between the work of the devil and the work of Yahweh?
Excuse me? Do you know who you are talking to? God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography. Buddy, I think I know the difference between God's work.
I didn't ask you if you thought you knew. I asked you for a specific answer.
I tell you what, Les,
don't get started with me.
Wait, JC, I'm going to wrap things up with Les. Now, Les, thank you for your comments. And we have Dr. Laura's going to start singing, a celebrity who's been afflicted with something for the last 40 years will be healed. And then what's the third prediction?
That was the third prediction. The second one is
Hold on, JC. I'm just trying to finish. Go ahead, Les.
The second prediction will be a well-known talk show host, not one on the midnight side, but on the daytime side, will experience, what shall I say, a work of chastisement that will bring them to a full place of healing if they pay attention to it. That's as specific as I can be tonight.
Okay.
But I will call back this week and give you the specifics of that one.
All right. We will look forward to that. And I'm not sure why all of these predictions have to do with radio celebrities or whatever, but fair enough. We'll find out more about that. Now, thank you, Les. Now, go ahead, JC. You want to finish yelling at me?
I was going to tell you about the Martians. They're really demons. That everybody thinks that the Martians are coming and that they are our masters and that they created us. I hear this constantly. I can't stand it. And they're devils. They're demons who come at you and they do perverted things to people. If that's not a devil, I don't know one.
Can you give me an example of that?
I don't want to get into the disgusting facts. I'm sure
well,
I've
you
heard
brought it up
on this program. And as far as weirdos, you're definitely going to be able to get, with the freak shows you got out there, you're going to be able to get all kinds of freaks.
Now
listen
well,
to me.
Yes, sir.
I am telling you, Ian, that you've got to renounce Art Bell, renounce George Norrie and their demonetry, and join my ministry, boy. If you really are a preacher man for the Lord, come out to the compound. You can have Edna's old room, and we will put you on the payroll.
Edna's old room. How much will I get?
I'm not going to disclose monetary figures.
Well, come on.
We'll take you to Walmart once a week. We'll take you to a buffet once a week where you can have. Well, you won't be able to have any food porn. Boiled food only.
Just tell me, what was Edna pulling down? That's all I want to know. You don't have to tell me what you pay me, but what was
Edna
getting?
Down? Excuse me?
I don't mean like her pants or anything. I'm just saying, you know, like, you know, money-wise, how much was Edna making before she lost her room there?
Oh, you want to know what? She was getting nothing.
She was getting nothing?
The privilege of serving a man of God. That was okay. What she was getting. The sole fulfillment. Fulfillment of being at the feet of God's 10-star general where women belong because we all know, you know, women, that's another thing. Women shouldn't be on the road. I almost got clobbered in my truck today by some woman driver. And I screamed at her, I said, you woman, get off the road!
Now, JC, if you expect me to live in Edna's room, do you expect me to service you the same way you were expecting Edna to service you?
I don't have to take this kind of insultation.